Blog Talk Radio. Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages in our learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of the fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words, but things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamities? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you and who did you influence? Questions to be asked, the other side, the true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing?
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I have my television on mic and mic, and I think I need to turn it down a little bit, but you all, you know, today's topic is regarding understanding the U.S. welfare system and, you know, public assistance system, but and tomorrow is Sports Friday, but I mean, sports news has been like breaking news all over the place, regarding what's happening with the Saints and with Tebow being jaded off to the Jets and just something. But I'm going to pause a second just to turn my television down a second. Okay. Yeah. Love my sports guys, Mike and Mike show. Yeah. Thank you so much. Still having a blast celebrating a year broadcasting with blogtalkradio.com. We had an amazing meeting that we have every week on Wednesday with blogtalkradio.com staffers, Amy and Domesco and John Sweet. So it's always fun and informative. It's like an opportunity for the host to like to continue to educate us regarding certain topics regarding blogtalkradio.com. And just like each individual show, we have a chat room. We're able to be in like the blogtalkradio.com university chat room and chat with one another also. So just shouting out all my fellow blogtalkradio.com producers and hosts. But, man. You all know, I found out the breaking news right before, like right at 12. I just finished this recasting party that I told you about. It was not really a party, but broadcast, because I'm just getting the gist of recasting. Thanks to Lewis Howes, who got me, when I attended his recast party, he did have a party, an online party, a couple weeks ago regarding the release of his book, Ultimate Webinar Marketing Guide. So, I'm like, this 11th recaster now. Like I said, I was hesitant because, you know, I'm on my chubby to fit journey. So, recasting, and also I'm doing other webcam and stuff, and definitely need to produce more, my own YouTube videos and so on. So, it's definitely keeping me on the track of my track of from chubby to fit. But again, I'm just kind of going to talk more about the punishment that one of my favorite coaches, a friend of mine, I'm friends with General Manager Mickey also. You're all probably saying, well, why don't I get them on? And I'll get a rep on real soon. As a matter of fact, I was planning on inviting a member of the Saints org on if they could, if it wasn't too late, too soon to come on this Friday. But, you know, they have so many good things going on, and it's just a good organization. And I guess the investigation continues anyway regarding body programs, because when the story broke that the Saints was under investigation, remember they did mention that other NFL teams are also, you know, also involved with bounty programs also, but that the Saints would definitely be the team that will be made of an example of. And so they're definitely being made of a good example. I mean, Coach is suspended 1 year. Mickey, at first I thought 8 months, but 8 games. Then other executives and, you know, they're saying players, they said that from the beginning that a few Saints will get suspended. So, oh, my God. You know, so this is serious business. This bounty programs are serious business. And I guess they're illegal. And I guess we have to talk more about bounty programs and the what is it, play for cash programs that they're also known as. But also, you know, we have to be concerned about when our favorite players are injured, and you know the bounty is on their heads. You know, so it is a serious illegal program, and I guess it should be nipped in the bud. But I'm just saddened that about Coach Sean and Mickey Loomis. And one thing about it, former defensive coach Greg Williams, he had been cooperating with for the investigation and so on. So he's like banned from the NFL league, period. And one of my friends had shared on his page a story from ESPN about Jeremy Shockey. What is this about Jeremy Shockey denying that he is not a snitch? I mean, what's this? Jeremy Shockey had something to do with the investigation or something? I might be a little behind. Jeremy Shockey is one of my favorite players, and I was so excited when he showed up on the field here in Jackson when they were here practicing, because that's how I became to know most of the members of the Saints. Some are playing for other teams now, especially the players. But when they he practiced here in Jackson, Mississippi on the campus of Millsap College in 2006-2008. So I'm just wondering, what's this? Wait a second, what's going on? You know, and Jeremy Shockey, he's a free agent now, huh? He's not with the Panthers anymore? Or is he going to re-sign with them? I saw that yesterday when I was checking out the list of free agents. We're going to talk sports tomorrow, and your network with me, we'll talk sports later on in the day also. I have a webinar schedule, my first webinar schedule, for 9 o'clock today. 9 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock my time. But we're going to go ahead and talk about the welfare system, because there's a party going on in my chat room, and my friends in the chat room have already began to talk about the welfare system, the state of the U.S., and understanding it, because I don't think some of us really understand what the welfare system is all about. Now, I cannot talk about the welfare system firsthand from my experience. So I've posted and I've tweeted information. I'm talking about, and this is nothing funny, so I'm not joking. I'm not trying to have a sense of humor talking about this topic. And a lot of people talk about, you know, welfare or make fun of welfare. And some people are fraudulent with getting welfare. Some people need welfare and can't get it when they apply for welfare. So welfare is not a funny subject, and I'm definitely not laughing about it, but because it's important for us to have an understanding regarding it. But my friend in the chat room is talking about welfare and saying that I would never qualify for any of those programs, but I'd be expected to pay for it. Quite frankly, the welfare system has enslaved me. And I posted a couple of videos that I ran across throughout my preparation for this talk regarding understanding the welfare system and public assistance. One video I posted was from Matt Friedman, and it was like footage from like the 70s or 80s, but it was relevant for today. So I've tweeted it and I've posted it on Facebook and LinkedIn. So check out most of my social networking sites, because I have this very important video posted regarding welfare system and interviews with families that either, you know, are recipients of welfare or got turned down or don't qualify just because they need to be on the program, but they do not qualify because they make X amount, because they work and make X amount of dollars and so on. But check out those. And then also I posted an interesting segment of Bill Maher interviewing Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, a documentary filmmaker, who, in the topic of his welfare queens, who's talking about her documentary regarding those that are on welfare and when they go to the welfare office. So you all check it out. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you probably watched Bill Maher this past weekend. Okay, my friend in the chat room is saying, think how much better off I would be if I didn't have to give up 33% of its paycheck. And he said, the welfare system was created for a reason, for social and economic reasons. And so I've also posted a video for entitled from YouTube entitled "How to Get Public Assistance." And my friend in the chat room is also saying, "But the system is unfair. If it doesn't apply to me, why should I be forced to pay into the system?" And you all check that Bill Maher video out and check out all the videos because they're very informative and they cover the basics. Because really, some people don't know what. Yeah. My friend saying that I'm struggling too. Exactly, you know, because I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm in Mississippi. I know Mississippi is considered like a poor state, but it's also a very comfortable state. Also, and like I've always talked about, I pretty much lived a comfortable middle class life. But it's been like the past decade, it's been kind of like a struggle for me. And I've never been on public assistance. I have friends and family members that they shouldn't have to be on public assistance, but it's a must just to get by. And then there's people that, you know, it's just, I don't know. But it's not a laughing matter. It's not a funny matter because most people prefer not to be. But then if you all check out that interview with Alexandra Pelosi with Bill Maher, she, like, interviews people going into the welfare office and literally talking about, well, I want that Obama money and I want this check. And she's like, well, why you don't want to get a job? There's a poster behind you where you can go to the job center and get a job. They're like, nah, I'd rather get this free money. I mean, people literally talking like that as they go into the employment, inside, not the employment center, but inside the welfare office. And then there are some people that really, really need assistance and get turned away. But it's all about us understanding it. And my friend is saying, I was on food stamps once, and I broke a bone in my foot and couldn't walk for 6 weeks. And see, and that's what welfare is all about, when people are in need and it's meant to be, like, temporarily. There's different programs. Like I said, well, maybe I've never been on public assistance, but when I was pregnant in my late teens and my boyfriend at the time, who became my first husband, his mother, his late mother, rest in peace, Miss Lucille Quinn, his mother assisted me with getting like things from WIC, and WIC is the Women, Infant, and Children program, and a lot of you are familiar with WIC. So that was the only time I had any type of public assistance, and then that wasn't even my doing. She said, "Oh," but when we found out I was pregnant, and then also I was like my son, you know, he died. I experienced a premature childbirth, and my son died soon after birth. But I was bedridden. I didn't get a chance to march at my graduation. I had to stop working at a popular store because I was bedridden and was trying to hold the baby. But my boyfriend at the time, former late mother-in-law, she signed me up for WIC. And so WIC is a good program because some mothers need food and nutrients, and even and I was comfortable middle class then, but people need that extra push and people need things, you know. And so she was like, "Wow, I can sign you up for WIC," and so I don't deny that, and because that's what programs are there for. To help people and assist people. That's why it's called public assistance. But I can't tell people a sob story that I grew up on welfare because I didn't even get free lunch. But it's important to understand our U.S. welfare system and to understand international welfare systems worldwide, because looking at Wikipedia and looking at doing just other research. You know, each welfare system differs throughout each country. And I don't even think, wait a second, my friend also says that they told me it was a crime if I didn't do the community service. And that was totally untrue. And those Project Impact classes abused people and forced them to go into classes. Well, try to teach me I was less than more for being on food stamps. Wow. You know what? You're bringing up a good point, my friend, in the chat room. Because just recently, our representatives here in the state of Mississippi is working on getting it to be a law for welfare recipients to do community service work. That it would be mandatory for welfare recipients to do community service work, and local media outlets visited different community service places and asked them. What did they think of that? And, you know, most of them said that, well, we prefer people that are eager and want to do community work, not those that feel like they're forced to do community service because they're more of a problem, you know, because they're not really helping. Because I'm one that I like to do volunteer work, so you choose who you want to do the volunteer work with. But I understand what the politician means also, because they're like, well, you're getting something. Why don't you give back to the community? That's basically what she said on the news. Said, well, this should be your way to give back to the community also for what you're getting from the welfare system. But I guess if that is made into a law, I guess the welfare recipients, I guess they will have a choice to choose the community service outlet that they would like to volunteer for. But that's a good point that you bring up, my chat room friend. And so they're trying to teach you to be endless. Yeah, this is, I don't know, that's just amazing. That's why it's important for us to understand what's happening. And another topic concerning welfare that we'll talk about in the near future also throughout my research and looking at the welfare information website is corporate welfare. You know, when corporate and businesses, same difference, but on the corporate level. And that's always been like an interesting piece with my friends and I. And hey, now, I probably could see myself, I'm a struggling entrepreneur, so any corporate welfare would definitely be of assistance, you know. And I'm not laughing, I'm just talking about myself right now. But we'll talk about that too also in the near future, corporate welfare, because, you know, I think one of my past shows I have featured now is how to write a business plan. So it's important to know how to get grants and just to get, you know, hooked up. But they're talking about the, you know, corporate welfare. So that's a very interesting topic to talk about. So we're going to work on the understanding of that also and provide information on how entrepreneurs and businesses and how corporations really do what they do and how they operate and function. My friend says, I want to present a post of forced labor, and I make everybody around me suffer. Now, the what my friend is chatting about in the chat room, that they will make everyone around them suffer when it's imposed upon. America's the only country in the world where if a corporation makes a profit, they get to keep it, but they suffer loss. The public bails them out. Oh, that's a good point also. But like I said, I posted a video regarding how to get public assistance, and the public assistance programs offer low-income families a variety of programs that help them make ends meet. While requirements vary from state to state, there are some common rules to follow. And so those of you that do want to know how you get in touch with the Department of Human Services and Family Services. And most applications require one to register for employment and or training classes. And public assistance programs were created, in 1965? But welfare, you all know, was created earlier, in the 1930s. And throughout my studies, because, I love my history, I was looking at how in the late 1800s, how there were assistance programs to help veterans. That was, one of the first type of government public assistance type of programs that were created in the late 1800s, and that was to help veterans, called the Veterans Something. But this is just the beginning of our talk. I just wanted to talk about something thought-provoking since we've been talking about the U.S. economy, and then welfare is always a big story also. Visit welfareinfo.org and welfarebenefits.org also just to get the gist of the understanding more about the welfare system and the history of welfare and what it's all about. Because really, it's all about being on welfare for a temporary reason. But the way the economy is going, people have to remain on welfare longer than just temporarily. And that's sad. That's why it's so important for our economy to improve. And one thing, in one of the videos that I posted, which is awesome, the one by the gentleman talks about how it's kind of sad how sometimes it turns into a trap where maybe a family gets on welfare, for temporary reasons, but then it ends up being a generational thing, just being passed on down. The gentleman narrating one of the videos I have posted, he talks about how important it is to break the cycle. I also posted a video by a young lady by the name of Star Parker on changing the U.S. welfare system also. So very interesting interesting topics. We have streaming, but I'm going to stay on for another, 10, 15 minutes. And my friend in the chat room is saying it can no longer be allowed to exist. I guess he's talking about corporate. I mean, he's going off, but he's making sense also. Okay. So visit those sites. I want to talk about, and what's up? It's a happy Thursday. It's going into a happy weekend. I missed the Dallas and L.A. game, so I see where L.A. beat the Mavericks 109-93. So shout out to all of the NBA teams that won their games last night. But tomorrow, it's Sports Friday, so we're gonna definitely talk Saints. I thought we were gonna be talking more Peyton Manning, but we're definitely gonna be talking Saints and more news also. But feel free to tweet me at Kultureshock Inc. KultureShockEnt. And also, shout out to all the Mork mentors and Mork executives that are in Vegas. Tonight is our monthly webcast tonight. So you all go see Chris Angel's Believe. And be sure to put that on our itinerary. So I'm looking forward to our Mark webcast tonight. So let's continue discussing the welfare system. My friend in the chat room is saying things are totally out of our control. That's how a lot of people feel. And oh, someone that came. Hello. A new person is in the chat room. Okay, I'm looking at the U.S. welfare system, help for U.S. citizens. Federally funded and governed U.S. welfare began in the 1930s during the Great Depression. The U.S. government responded to the overwhelming number of families and individuals in need of aid by creating a welfare program that would give assistance to those who had little or no income. The U.S. welfare system stayed in the hands of the federal government for the next 61 years. Many Americans were unhappy with the welfare system, claiming that individuals were abusing the welfare program by not applying for jobs, having more children just to get more aid, and staying unmarried so as to qualify for greater benefits. Welfare system reform became a hot topic in the 1990s. Yeah, I have a video posted also regarding welfare reform. This video was made in 2010, and so welfare reform was like 16 years ago. So there's an interesting video regarding welfare reform and the transformation of the welfare system and the future of the welfare system. But Bill Clinton was elected. I voted for him his second term as president with the intentions, and I am gone off the page. He was elected with the intentions to reform welfare. So I have to pull this back up. That's why I like to be old-fashioned and write my notes sometimes, because I am on one of my Androids, and just the touch of the just your finger or your fingertip or your thumb do the wrong thing, the screen is out of here. But shout out to T-Mobile, and I do love my Androids, my MyTouch, and so on. But that's why I like to do things the old-fashioned way. Also, take my old-fashioned notes. Because as I am reading to you all some information from the U.S. welfare system, my screen disappeared on me. So that's why it's good to be able to ad-lib also, right? So, again, I must remind you all while my screen is coming up. Here it comes. Great. Here's my screen. I'm just reminding you all that the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo will be April the 5th. I love going to the free seminars. They're just amazing. And also, I want to shout out Martina PhD, PhD Elite Salon in Dallas, Texas, downtown Dallas, Texas. They will be taking their talents to Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. They have a demo event scheduled for Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the date is still on for Jackson, Mississippi, May the 7th. Martina and I corresponded with each other the other day, and the date is still on. So I'm very honored. This is very important. This is very important for he and his team. It's very important for me and my supporters, and just important to for the city of Jackson to welcome Martina PhD to Jackson, Mississippi. To Jackson, Mississippi. And we're just super excited because he is such a talented superstar in the hair care industry. And I'm just elated that he has added Jackson, Mississippi to his tour date. And so you all like his fan page, friend him on Facebook, Martini PhD. And also check out his YouTube channel also, Hair by Martini. I like to post his posters and videos of his work. And when you visit his website, you know, if you're ever visit the Dallas metropolitan area or you reside in Dallas, you know, sign up. Sign up on his website as a client, and Pamela Vision also. So it's good when, and multicultural also. So it's good when hair care professionals put the health of one's hair number one. So I keep you all informed, and if you all have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me regarding his the hair event in Jackson, Mississippi also. And I'm definitely just looking forward to returning to Dallas real soon. I know I'm talking about it often, but I'm just looking forward to it. So shout out to Vita Institute Dallas also, and also Ogle School, and also the schools here also, Magnolia College and Mississippi Institute and other beauty and barber college also, and to my friends who are in the beauty, fashion, entertainment, you know, industries and sports, because it seems like all these industries are like interrelated with one another. But again, I'm waiting for this. I was like ad-libbing and remembering things to talk about while I'm pulling up the information that I was talking about regarding the reform system. The welfare reform. Okay, now we're back on. The welfare system reform became a hot topic in the 1990s. Bill Clinton was elected as president with the intention of reforming the federal-run U.S. welfare program. In 1996, the Republican Congress passed a reform law signed by President Clinton that gave the control of the welfare system back to the people. And my screen disappeared again, and it has a mind of its own, but it shouldn't take long for it to come back up. And happy birthday to those that are celebrating birthdays. And my mother reminded me yesterday that my late Aunt Bobby's birthday was yesterday also, so sending much love out to the memory of my late Aunt Bobby and to my uncle and my cousins. And, you know, my Aunt Bobby Boy, she used to hook me up all the time when I was a little girl with Easter baskets. One reason why I love baskets to this day, because if anybody remembered me on Easter, my aunt did, because she always prepared the most beautiful Easter baskets for me. You know, that's one, if I had a little girl and all a little boy, boy, they would be just they'll have fun at every holiday, but especially Easter, because I loved Easter. And I still love Easter. You know, I love Easter, the aspect of Jesus Christ, and for the religious reasons, and I love Easter also for the bunny rabbit reasons also. But I'm trying to get this info back up, but you all can also just really get involved, because it's important for us to understand a lot of things that we need to understand, especially regarding like political season. This year is an election year. It's important for us to know, and it's important for us to know things so we can properly know what the candidates and even the president are talking about. It's important to know the basis and understanding of what certain programs are all about, and not just the welfare program, but other programs that we hear about getting cut. Even programs that we do not have an involvement with, because sometimes we only think about things that involve us and don't understand how other programs might affect other people, you know. And that's been kind of selfish, not to understand why other programs might be important for other people. So I'm talking right now because I'm trying to get my get my screen back up. So, you know, I don't like it when I get a little whatever. And I don't have a loss of words. I'm just trying to get this up. I also wanted to remind you all about the 25th annual Scott Fun Fest that's going on at my alma mater for the Hines Community College Foundation. And that's going to be on April the 19th. And, so, and you all can tweet Hines also at Hines CC. That's HINDSCC. And also contact Hines on Facebook and YouTube, Hines C. So, you know, I have shared the information and the contact numbers, but you can also contact via Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, et cetera. So, okay. Here it comes. Because I only have 4 more minutes, so it needs to hurry up. Seems like when television has, I have not turned my volume up. It seems like the volume is going up. Here it comes. I need to hurry up because I have only 4 more minutes. Oh, I hope you all enjoyed Mankind Poetry Piece by Dread Days. Yesterday I played this song, Kitty. And, of course, the opening song, like always, Riding Around by my friend Morris Mills. Okay, it's finally coming back up. My little nubby fingertips dealing with this touch. That's why I like my old-fashioned notes. Okay. Passed a reform law signed by President Clinton that gave the welfare system control system back to the state. Eligibility requirements for state welfare program. Eligibility for welfare programs depends on numerous factors. Eligibility is determined using gross and net income, size of the family, in any crisis situation such as medical emergencies, pregnancy, homelessness, or unemployment. A caseworker is assigned to those that apply for aid. They will gather all necessary information to determine the amount and type of benefits that an individual is eligible for. The federal government provides assistance through TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. TANF is a grant given to each state to run their own welfare program to help overcome the former problem of unemployment due to reliance on the welfare system. The TANF grant requires that all recipients of welfare aid must find work within 2 years of receiving aid, including single parents who are required to work at least 30 hours per week opposed to 35 or 55 required by two-parent families. Failure to comply with work requirements can result in loss of benefits. And the different types of welfare available. The type and amount of aid available to individuals and dependent children varies from state to state. When the federal government gave control back to the states, there was no longer one source and one set of requirements. Most states offer basic aid, such as health care, food stamps, child care assistance, unemployment, cash aid, and housing assistance. And then it goes on about how one can apply for different programs. And also there are different resources like payday loans, director of child welfare, debt consolidation, social housing services, food stamp program, and WIC. So we're on the road to understanding the welfare system. And those of you that do understand, it's important to have good dialogue with those that don't. And also it's important not to abuse the welfare system. And also it's important for the for jobs to be created and for people to be trained and educated to, if not work on jobs, to become entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs and business owners. Well, I thank you so much, and we must continue this talk regarding understanding the U.S. welfare and public assistance programs, and we will talk about corporate welfare system in the very, very near future and more on the economy. But tomorrow will be Sports Friday. And look forward to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Saturday. Thank you so much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We're 40. we're closing in at 50K views at the profile. And I thank you so much for your support and love. God bless. You've been listening to Coach.